Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us here on the show is the host of his new show, Home and Home, available on radio.com, the radio.com app. Our good friend, Ross Tucker. Ross, good morning.
DA, what's up, bro? It's been a while.
I know, man. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. It's NFL season, college season. I'm doing great.
I know. It's been a good football season already on both fronts. And yesterday, Lamar Jackson does it again against a pretty good team of the Houston Texans. And the Patriots don't look so good. Who do you think is the best team of the AFC?
Oh, it's the Ravens. And I started this last week. I do power rankings every Tuesday on my Ross Tucker Football podcast, also available on the radio.com app, by the way. And I had the Ravens number one last week. I always go by what I think would happen if these teams played like a 3 or a 5 or a 7 game series on a neutral site right now. And I have the Ravens as the best team in all of football because the way they're playing and the way Lamar Jackson is playing right now, I just don't think there's anybody as good as them, and I'm not even sure it's close right now. I mean, think about that Patriots game, and look, the Bengals aren't a great team, but they only lost 17-10 on the road to a 6-4 Raiders team. The Ravens embarrassed them last week, and then the Ravens embarrassed the Texans yesterday. I mean, you don't see stuff like this in the NFL, do you? You know the deal with point spreads and stuff. I mean, the Ravens are blowing teams away right now. It is unbelievably impressive. And I got to tell you, it's funny because I do a college game every Saturday for CBS Sports Network. And so you talk to these D coordinators in these meetings, and especially if you're doing like a team that runs the quarterback a lot, the D coordinators, DA, are so flustered because there aren't a lot of really good answers for it. You know, they're all used to, over the years, you have your 5 offensive linemen. Let's say you have a tight end and a fullback. So they got 7 guys blocking. Okay, you put the 8th defender down. Everybody has a gap, and you have one extra guy who's unblocked. He makes the tackle a lot. You're in good shape. Well, when the quarterback is part of the run game, even if they're not carrying the ball, you no longer have that number count advantage. I mean, you got to put that extra guy in the box just to be even. And even when you do that, you're man-to-man on the receivers. And I mean, you're in a bad spot, really bad spot. It's very, very difficult to defend quarterback-centric run games. And then if the quarterback's going to be hitting the throws against man-to-man coverage like Lamar had, it's over. It's a wrap, bro. It's impossible to defend.
Ross Tucker is our guest this morning here on the show on CBS Sports Radio. So the flip side of that equation is if the Ravens are the best team in football, that means the Patriots are not. And the Patriots yesterday, again, offensively, really struggled, needed Edelman to throw that option to get that touchdown to go ahead. Does the offense of the Patriots worry you going into January?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. You'll appreciate this. So I do Eagles pregame, and we actually talked to Ben Volen from the Boston Globe, who covers the Patriots. And I said, Ben, how good are the Patriots? And it was the funniest comment I've ever heard. He's like, well, they've got some real concerns along the offensive line and at receiver. They're clearly not as good as they've been, but I think they're still good enough to win the Super Bowl. and he's right. He's right. Like, it's the funniest comment I've ever heard where he's actually 1,000% factually correct. It's the worst offensive line Brady's had. The only receiver he trusts at all is Edelman, maybe a little bit Ben Watson. They can't run the ball. He's constantly under duress, just throwing it away. I mean, Brady, who's the best I've ever seen at avoiding sacks, leads the NFL in intentional grounding. It's insane. And yet, I don't think any of us would be surprised if they won the Super Bowl this year. I mean, think about that.
I would
usually
be.
When teams win the Super Bowl, it's their best team ever. They've got no weakness. For the Patriots, it's like, yeah, they're not as good as last year. They got some major concerns, but they're probably still good enough to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I would be surprised if this team won the Super Bowl, because you have to still win three playoff games. And the AFC's down, but I would imagine they have to go through the Ravens again. Maybe they have to go through the Chiefs. And then in the Super Bowl, you know, you're talking about one of three or four, if not six, really good NFC teams. I mean, you wouldn't be surprised. I know the Patriots are six-time champions, so we've seen this the scene before. But if this is by far their worst Super Bowl caliber team of this era, it would be kind of surprising if they did it again with this team, wouldn't it?
Well, I think it's kind of surprising anytime they win it back-to-back. So it would be kind of surprising if they were able to do it. But at this point, DA, I'm done being surprised when they win Super Bowls or go to them. I mean, it's just, you know, I didn't think they'd beat the Chiefs last year in the AFC Championship game, and they did. There have been other years where I didn't think this was their year. And by the time January comes around, it seems like they're playing home playoff games, and they find a way to, you know, remember that year against the Ravens when all of a sudden they had, like, their offensive tackles were split out wide and, like, their tight ends were...
Sure.
I mean, like, they somehow come up with something. It's even like the Edelman thing yesterday, right? Like, they weren't even better than the Eagles yesterday. But then when it came down to it, and they're like, all right, we're never going to score a touchdown doing our regular stuff. Let's do the Edelman touchdown throw. They needed it, had to have it, they got it. It's uncanny how often they do that.
Well, that is true. I guess surprise is a relative word, because you wouldn't be nearly as surprised as seeing the Patriots win a Super Bowl as, say, Mitch Trubisky turning into a decent quarterback. And so last night, when we see him get pulled at the end of the game, are you buying what the Bears are selling, that was injury, that it had to do with an injury to the hip?
I am buying that they're selling. I am buying that they're selling that the hip was part of it. I always look, was he 100%? Maybe not, right? But how many guys out there are 100%? I remember thinking, you know, when I was playing, you know, if you're in November and you're 100%, what the heck have you been doing? You know, it's like kind of hard to be 100%. You know, that injury happened in the second quarter. The first drive, DA, of the third quarter, they marched for a 12-play touchdown drive. Mm. Okay, his hip looked okay to me. Now, maybe it was bruised. Maybe it got a little tight on him. But I think they're probably trying to figure out a way to defuse the situation. They're trying to protect him, and they're trying to protect the decision-making process such that it's not just, we're going to play Chase Daniel over Mitch Trubisky. It is, well, Trubisky's, you know, hips, he's still not 100%. But that 100% standard's high. Like, Cam Newton's not 100%, but I think he probably could have come back and played this year and probably could even be playing now. But the Panthers are like, yeah, we'll just say he has to be 100% and he's not 100%.
Mm-hmm. Ross Tucker joining us this morning on the show. I think your read is absolutely right, because if Mitchell Trubisky went down the field and scored another touchdown, he's not getting yanked out of the game whether his hip feels good or not. And that's why, don't you think that Nagy might have created more problems than he had to by pulling him in the middle of that game or at the end of that game, and now makes it a thing? I mean, he could have gone into this week and said, well, it turns out he has a hip pointer. But now everybody is talking about how he got yanked out of that game, and doesn't that create more discussion over the next 7 days?
Well, what's weird is they're down 10 with like 3 minutes and 15 seconds. Like,
right.
Chase Daniel's not leading you to a win there, bro. You know what I mean? Like, and I like Matt Nagy. I think he's a better coach than he gets credit for. I mean, the guy won 12 games last year with Mitch Trubisky as his quarterback. But I thought it was a strange time to put Chase Daniel in the game. Do it earlier when there's a legitimate chance, or do it not at all if you're really benching or pulling Trubisky. If it really is a hip thing, then okay, I guess I'll allow it. But it was a weird time and certainly brings up a lot more questions. You're right.
Colin Kaepernick's situation, how did you walk away from this weekend feeling about how it went down?
Really disappointed. You know, I don't know about the waiver. I've seen some lawyers say the waiver was fine. I've seen other lawyers say you should never sign that. I guess here would be my point, DA. I won't even say what Kaepernick should or should not have done. I'm just going to tell you what I would have done, right? Like, if my top priority was to play again in the NFL, number one, I don't think I would have asked for them to do it a later date, but that's fine. He ended up showing up for it. But I am working out in front of those 25 teams at the NFL-sanctioned workout, and I'm signing the waiver. Look, they didn't – you know, I got advice from people not to sign a waiver with the Falcons in 07 on my free agent visit when they wanted a waiver on my back, which, because I'd already had a back surgery in Buffalo, it would have waived all of my rights to any compensation, workman's comp, anything, if I re-injured my back. But I was still going to do it because I really wanted to play, and that was my opportunity at the time. So to do what he did, to not sign the waiver, to leave, and then afterwards to say to the owners and Roger Goodell, you know, stop running, you know, stop running from the truth. Like, if you really, really want to play, and that's priority one, that's definitely not what you say. And maybe he's right. And maybe they are afraid of the truth or whatever. Maybe he's right. But that's not what you say if it's really, really important to you to get signed. You say, I'm ready for the opportunity. I'm ready to go over the NFL teams. That other stuff's behind me. But he won't do it. And that's fine. I think he wants to play. I think it's pretty clear that it's not his top priority.
Mm. Ross Tucker joining us this morning on the show. Holidays are coming up. Gift giving is in everybody's mind, and myfrontpagestory.com could be a good place for people to go, right?
I told you about this before. By far the best gift out there. There's nothing close to it. You talk to a reporter, a writer for 10 minutes about your wife or fiance or mom or dad, whoever. They write the most unbelievable story about that person, send it to you, framed, looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, and your wife or your mom, they will bawl. I got one from my mom when she turned 70. She cried. We got one from my wife's grandmother. She cried. I'm just telling you, if you don't know what to get, myfrontpagestory.com. Guarantee whoever you get it for says it's the best gift they ever got. Myfrontpagestory.com. Guarantee it or you get DA's money back.
I love it. Ross Tucker is the host of his new show, Home and Home, on radio.com. Check it out on the radio.com app as well. Ross, always good to catch up. My man, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Okay. See you, man. Ross Tucker joining us this morning here on the show. Good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.